Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guests in this next hour are Sam and Trish Britton of the Information Corner, and you can find their website at www.theinformationcorner.com. That's www.theinformationcorner.com. And Sam and Trish, before the break, we were talking a little bit about Pastor Rick Warren of the Purpose Driven Life and the Purpose Driven Church. And his audience of the Council on Foreign Relations. Are we, in effect, dealing with something here in regard to this man? And potentially, you mentioned Billy Graham. We'll get to that in a minute. But where you have certain so-called religious spokesmen who may be utilized by the powers that be to bring Christian churches in the United States, not simply into a more universalistic one-world understanding of religion, but specifically supporters of the corporate agenda, the corporate model for management, the corporate model for management on a world scale. Isn't that, in effect, what we're seeing here?
I think you're seeing a combination of both.
I think that's ultimately going to take us into the one-world religion, though. Yeah,
yeah,
you're seeing that.
You're
but...
seeing it all ties in together. It's the whole idea to bring everybody into worshiping the system and ultimately worshiping in a one-world style religion, which would be a combination of a whole bunch of faiths kind of melted into one, is what I think the ultimate end game is. And it's not just the Protestant churches that are going through this. John Stantmiller had a gentleman on his broadcast. We were listening one day. David Bay, he had on with Cutting Edge Ministries.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to confirm this, but the Pope, who is, you know, the one that the Catholic churches look to, he made the statement that he was enlisting Henry Kissinger as one of his advisors, and that's a very dangerous move on the Catholic Church's part.
Oh, that's just downright demonic, if you ask me.
And see, what you have here, Mark, is an all-out assault against all traditions in this country. If you can tear them down, then you have a country that's more compliant and more willing to go in the direction that the globalists want them to go.
Yeah, the Italian publication, I'm trying to remember the name of it, but I originally saw this story on Pope Benedict and Henry Kissinger in an Italian newspaper, and again, I don't have the name of it right in front of me, but the Kavkaz Center in Chechnya, which has a worldwide news service that goes out both to the Islamic and as well as the non-Islamic world, took a very careful note of the fact that Kissinger had engendered this relationship with the Vatican, or the Vatican with Kissinger, however it plays. But quite clearly, it seems that whether you're looking at this whole business of the relationship between Pope Benedict and Henry Kissinger, and the idea that Kissinger would be some sort of a foreign policy spokesman for the Vatican, or you're looking at Rick Warren and his conversations with the Council on Foreign Relations, it seems again that it's all a part of a larger picture.
Oh, absolutely,
yeah,
and you can't leave out the Council for National Policy.
There's the
in
other
this,
group.
Too. There's the
CNP.
Other group, the CNP, who is who's one of the founders of that organization is Tim LaHaye, who is the husband of Beverly LaHaye. A lot of people may know of her through Concerned Women of America, and then the Reverend Sung Young Moon, who's involved in that, and all these religious leaders are involved in that organization too, and that's a very secretive organization.
Just like the CFR, they claim to be the right-wing antidote of the CFR.
That's right.
Yes, I have made contact with someone who is apparently an expert on this whole business of the Council on National Policy, and I'm waiting to hear from them as to when they can come onto the show. But I first became aware of the CNP some years ago because, frankly, I have several past political friends and associates who belong to it, and I became more interested in getting to the bottom of what it actually represented. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guests in this hour are Sam and Trish Britton of the Information Corner. You can find their website at www.theinformationcorner.com. That's www.theinformationcorner.com. Sam and Trish, we were talking just a little bit before the break about this whole business of Tim and Beverly LaHaye and their connections to Sung Myung Moon, the owner of the Washington Times. I would throw into this mix that Robert Perry had a very interesting recent post of 7 or 8 pages in duration on the links between the Washington Times and Moon and the Unification Church and what the larger agenda might be in that regard. Here you have, however, a situation where two of the leading lights in the establishment American Christian right, speaking of the LaHayes, have an obvious link to Moon. And the LaHayes, in turn, as you put it, are the driving force in the creation of the Council for National Policy. What do you think that means?
Well, what you have here is you have an organization that claims to be the right-wing antidote to the CFR, when in reality
there are a lot of CFR members in there.
Yeah. So people need to get that out of their mind right off
the
bat.
There's crossbreeding going on.
There's crossbreeding going on, and what I think is here again, you have also tools that are being used to help foment this agenda. Now, let me explain to you one of the areas in which I think that's being done. Tim and Beverly LaHaye were among the ones who were really, well, Tim LaHaye particularly was one of the spearheads behind the Left Behind series. Remember, everybody's
yes.
making a big deal over the Left Behind series.
And now there's Left Behind Games Incorporated.
Yeah, so it gets even crazier than that. But think about this, Mark. Now, no matter what you may believe as far as end times prophecy can be used.
It's a club.
To further foment the agenda. And let me explain to you how that would work. Okay, I can tell you a time when a church we used to attend before we got smart and got out of it.
Purpose-driven, was it?
Yeah, it was, and that was part of the reason we got out of it. And we happened to be talking to a lady who was in our church about these things that were going on in our world, and she made the following statement. She said, I'm real excited about this because...
I won't have to worry because I'm going to be taken up.
Yeah, and it was this rapture doctrine that is being pushed in these churches. Now, let me put it to you this way. If you can get, remember, was it Karl Marx, I think, that said that religion is the opiate of the people?
Yes.
Okay, if you can worm your way in, there's no better way to worm your way in and conquer a nation than to conquer it through its churches. And if you can foment teachings that will cause people to rest on their laurels.
To neuter them
from standing up against anything. And if you can get them excited about this stuff coming under the idea that, well, it's guaranteed that God's going to throw a golden rope down and he's going to take me out of here, you've got them right where you want them. And, of course, my thing on this whole mess is that the minute you start getting so arrogant that you start thinking that way, you're going to be one of the first ones to probably leave.
Yes, yeah, so in essence, what you're saying then is that this rapture ideology coming out of the dispensational premillennial version of biblical prophecy, in essence, has created a certain brand of escapism that has affected our society. In other words, Christian individuals and Christian churches who teach this doctrine tend to be rather fatalistic about the present state of affairs in our world. And believe, in essence, that whenever certain things happen that are destined to happen, biblically speaking, prophetically speaking, they will be, in their view, removed from the earth at that juncture and will not suffer any of the consequences of what's coming.
Yes,
that's
after
right.
all, why fight? We're on the next flight.
Right, and here's an interesting thing to think about out of this whole thing, Mark, and that is the fact that two things you can accomplish with this doctrine. And, of course, you know, a lot of our seminaries now have been invaded by Marxists, you know, in today's modern chain of events that's going on.
Yeah.
So what you can do is a twofold attack in this way. I mean, just think about it for a minute. If this kind of attack had been going on back in the founding of this country, would we even be here by now? Would there even have been a standing up at all against the British Crown back then? Now, we can debate whether we really got out of the British Crown all we want to at this point, but I'm just putting a point out here, and that is that what better way to conquer a nation without ever firing a shot? Because you first get people to back down, because if they, and then you teach them that if they dare stand up, they're going against God's plan. And then secondly, the thing that'll come out of it is if this rapture does not come to pass, then you'll have people starting to doubt the rest of the scriptures, because they will say, well, our pastor taught us this and this wasn't true. What else have we been taught that isn't true? And you could have the most massive falling away that ever existed. And, of course, I would argue that Rick Warren is a big part of the massive falling away now. But you can certainly finish the job that way. So I'm just saying that people need to be very, very, very careful with how they teach end times prophecy.
Well, what they fall for.
Yes. Back to this Council for National Policy for a moment. Is there a relationship between the Council for National Policy and Freemasonry?
Yeah, yes, in that they secretly recruit. That seems to be a trademark of these secret societies.
Yeah, well, you have too, Mark. The a lot of Southern Baptists are involved in the Freemasonry. I'm not just picking on Southern Baptists. There are other people that are involved too. But it seems to be a big deal in the Southern Baptist movement, and a lot of those people are in the Council for National Policy.
Yes.
So I would definitely say that there's a strong connection there. And the fact that they have to be so secretive that they're even hard to find on the internet should tell you something right there, that there's something going on, you know, that can't stand the scrutiny of the light of day. And so I would just say that people need to be very, very wary of these organizations and check out when they if they're involved in a church, what kind of affiliations does their pastor have? Is he affiliated very tightly with Rick Warren, for example, or involved in this particular organization? Because I would argue that this organization covertly is going to take a lot of what would otherwise be potentially good people down with it.
Oh, you mean the council?
Yeah, the council.
Yes.
Is it the case then? And again, I am in dialogue with several people who apparently know something about this Council for National Policy, and I want to get them on the show at some point to discuss, allegedly from the inside or from an insider perspective, what all is involved with this. But are we talking about something at a bare minimum that, in effect, has co-opted both the American secular political right as well as the American religious right for purposes that are totally contrary to what these movements claim to stand for?
Well, I would argue with Reverend Sung Young Moon involved in it.
Yeah, come
from
on.
The start,
I mean,
that should give you an indication, because this guy is about as 180 degrees or better out of phase with Christianity as you can possibly get. But they seem to love this guy. And that should throw up a red flag right there. And
no question. I mean, here we have a guy who publicly at various times in his career has claimed to be the Messiah.
That's exactly right.
And their attitude is, well, we're supposed to love everybody.
Yeah. And
well,
see,
you know.
See, one of the key things that's being taken out of Christian doctrine by all these movements, particularly Rick Warren, and there's a move afoot on other fronts, such as what we're talking about here with these change agents coming in, is any references to hell. You know, the scripture talks a lot about hell, but it's being removed from modern translations. And we're even hearing now of gender-neutral Bibles coming out and this kind of thing. See, the whole idea here, Mark, is to make God this big milquetoast teddy bear. And if we can do that, then everybody can feel inclusive and nobody will have to feel like their feelings are being heard or being
Can't
stepped on.
Can't we all
on
just get along?
Because we'll all just be in this one politically correct mishmash and we can just all get along happily ever after. And, of course, we know that that's not true. There are things that...
Well, it's not realistic.
You know, we know what God has to say about certain things in his word that he hates, and that's all being removed. And I think there's a lot of people covertly working behind the scenes to gradually do that.
Well, you know, there was a book that was written within the last couple of years, and I was put onto it by a professor from Westminster Theological Seminary. And the title of this book is Evangelicalism Divided. Ian Murray... Murray is the author. It's a Banner of Truth publication. And in this volume, Murray argues that there is a tremendous division within evangelicalism between those who are oriented toward the traditional biblical gospel and those who have allowed for the inclusion of some even subtle forms of universalism and have had more openness to groups like the World and National Council of Churches and so forth. To what extent, you've mentioned Billy Graham, I know Murray discusses Billy Graham in this book. To what extent do you think Graham has been a part of this as well?
Well, let me just put to you a little thing that we were able to uncover. There's a gentleman, and I don't have his information in front of me, but if we can find it, I'll email it to you so you can investigate it yourself. There's a gentleman by the name of Dave Wagner who has put out several videos dealing with some key things that various people in prominent positions of power have stated right out on TV in front of everybody, but, you know, perhaps most audiences would miss them because they're not tuned in at that time. And one of those clips was Billy Graham on Robert Shuler's program, and also he appeared on a program with a gentleman by the name of David Frost. And he made the statement on there that people could go to heaven.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Sam and Trish Britton of The Information Corner. You can find their website at www.theinformationcorner.com. Sam and Trish, before the break, you were talking a little bit about Billy Graham and about an appearance that he made on the Robert Shuler show. Let's cover that topic, and then I wanted to ask you some things on these U.N. human rights treaties and American presidential executive orders. Go ahead.
Right, we're just going to get into that because I'm going to use one other instance as a segue over to that direction. Now, the deal with Billy Graham, let's back up here and understand that what Scripture traditionally teaches is that those who accept Christ as their personal Savior will inherit the kingdom of God, right? We're taught that. That's what the Scripture teaches, right? Okay.
Yes.
Now, Billy Graham is stating in this clip that even people who don't realize...
People who don't know they need Christ.
Who don't know they need Christ will still enter into the kingdom of heaven. That would include Buddhists and just anybody else out there. In other words, it's this all-inclusive New Age teaching. And he was fomenting this stuff in this particular in these particular clips, and I think it underscores why we must not rely on these people, you know, to teaching us. We need to read the scriptures for ourselves. Now, let me move on to another key event real quick here, which will lead us into this UN agenda, how this is fomenting into it. One of the things that Rick Warren is doing now is getting the evangelical churches on board on the global warming issue. It is working. There's no better illustration of that than just recently on a broadcast used to be hosted by a gentleman by the name of Marlon Maddox. It's
who was
no longer hosted.
CNP.
Yeah, he was a member of the CNP as well. There's a program called Point of View that's heard on the USA Radio Network, and they were promoting the whole agenda of global warming and the same exact stuff that you would have heard only on the more leftist-type media just a few years back. And this is where the churches, I think, are ultimately going to wind up promoting the UN agenda, because it's the UN agenda that's really pushing this global warming thing real strongly.
Agenda 21.
Agenda 21 comes all right out of the sustainable development. Agenda 21 mantra that they keep pushing. And we are adopting Agenda 21 in this country. And among some of the things that Agenda 21 calls for, Mark, is to have all wilderness in this country, 50% of the country, turned back over to wilderness with absolutely no human habitation at all. It would be totally untouched by human activity. And they're doing this now. They're having success with pushing this in the churches now. And, of course, once again, it's another way where you can reach the people. And this is treaties that we get involved in, treaties such as the... Agenda 21 is one of the many treaties that we get involved in.
Now, they call some of these agreements.
They call them agreements, but they're treaties. That's exactly right.
That's just another code word for treaty.
The open borders is a treaty, and I'm amazed that nobody wants to touch this, Mark. There's a executive order that Bill Clinton signed, 13107, which implements
all human rights treaties.
All human rights treaties. And, of course, we sent you in an email last week after that show you did with a guest on Tuesday regarding the real reason behind this whole issue of the illegals coming in here. Now, the point that we want to make here is that one of the things that you have to do when you're reading these treaties and these things that come down out of the UN, it's doublespeak. Some of it you would read, and if you weren't trained in doublespeak...
You'd say, that sounds great.
That sounds pretty good, until you start understanding what the real agenda is. Freedom to these people is slavery, and slavery is freedom to these people. And so you have to understand, you have to read the agendas and understand that it's doublespeak.
Yes, it's evil opposite.
They talk about water, for example, managing water. Some water for all, as opposed to more for some, you know, and they're going under the guise of...
Yes, some for all rather than more for some. That's in Chapter 18 of Agenda 21.
That's right. And they're pushing this whole thing regarding how water is going to be scarce, how water is going to be hard to come by, and so we must manage the world's water resources in order to ensure that everybody has access to water. Now, the only problem with that is, it gets to be a little bit of a problem when they start coming along and wanting to put a meter on my private well, perhaps, that I paid for and had dug myself.
Which is what they're wanting to do and have done some.
Absolutely. In fact, they tried it here in the state of Missouri until we got involved in, between us and a whole bunch of people here in Missouri, we got it stopped at least for the time being.
For then, yes.
For now. But see, this is how it works, Mark. They'll put forth something, and if you don't understand it, you'll think, well, I can't argue with that. But then when they actually come down with the real agenda, the agenda is something that you hadn't planned for, and it's usually robbing you of all your resources and further distribution of wealth to whatever pet project they deem necessary.
Yeah.
Right, so what you end up with then is a model where with these so-called UN human rights treaties and human resources treaties in terms of resource allocation, the issue again comes back to centralized global management. We will be back with Sam and Trish Britton. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement T-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement T-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many T-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719. Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Wanted to clarify something in regard to a story coming out of Austin. Our tech here at RBN, Chris, had alerted this to me some time ago. I finally have a report that I can read to you, and that is that if you are anywhere near the Austin, Texas area, be aware of the fact that Congress Avenue is closed until 12 noon. This comes from News 8 Austin as of 8:22 a.m. this morning. Congress Avenue from Cesar Chavez to 11th Street, as well as one block on either side of Congress, are closed until noon. Authorities are trying to figure out how several dozen dead birds were found along Congress between 6th and 8th Streets overnight. Crews did check for any gas leaks or other chemicals earlier, but nothing was found. The Austin Fire Department suggests that if you work in the affected area, that you wait until they've given the all clear before going in. All Congress Avenue Capital Metro routes are being detoured to San Jacinto and Brazos. Again, that's Congress Avenue from Cesar Chavez to 11th, as well as one block on either side of Congress are closed in Austin, Texas until noon. So if you're planning on going into Austin today from Round Rock or from anywhere else, be aware of that story, and I might repeat it before before this next 30 minutes of my show is up. We are now back with Sam and Trish Britton of the Information Corner. You can find their website at www.theinformationcorner.com. And Sam and Trish, we've been talking a great deal about an awful lot of things this morning. Just in terms of your own, as it were, your own ministry and your own professional involvement with your Information Corner, where do you see things headed in the next year or two? Obviously, we're all guessing because none of us are God, but in terms of your own study of these things and the way in which we see an awful lot of things coming together in terms of what would appear to be an impending Third World War, a continued drive toward world government, the co-optation of people in the United States that were thought to be either Christian or nationalistic leaders. How do you see all this stuff playing out?
Well, I see it continuing.
Yeah, I don't, you know, a lot of people say they see that people are waking up. I'd like to believe that.
Yeah,
I'd like to.
We need a lot more. This is where I have to agree with John Stoutmiller. We need a lot more than what we have, and that's what I hope that all of us can continue to do. And but one of the things I want to point out here, I see one area where I definitely see a big problem is in property rights. And let me tell you, because this brings up another thing that we're adopting in this country called the International Property Maintenance Code.
Yes, the International Code Council.
Now, the International Code Council is the people that are putting this forth, and how this is going to come into your cities and towns. And see, this is the thing you have to understand when you fight these issues. They bring them forth as local issues, but in reality, they're UN issues. And what they do is, through the International Property Maintenance Code, your code enforcement officer in your community becomes God for all intents and purposes. He can decide at his own discretion with no outside intervention whether your property is to be condemned or whatever.
Yes, and he can say whether you stay or whether you leave.
Right, and whether you can even take your possessions out of that building or not.
Whether you can fix it.
It doesn't matter. I'll just give you, for instance, of somebody who's starting to get bit by this now. We're investigating a story, and I hope to have the information so we can bring this gentleman up on the air who lives somewhere there in Texas. I got to get the information on him exactly where he lives now. I don't remember the exact town. But they want his house, and what they're using is the building codes to go after it. And here's the clincher of it that just shows you how deviant these things are becoming,
yes.
Mark.
Yeah.
This guy has until the latter part of this month to make whatever repairs he needs to make on his home, and which my understanding, the home is not in really bad shape at all. I mean, you see a lot worse homes in other parts of the country as it is. But here's the interesting thing. If he cannot make the repairs by around the 22nd or so of January, he has to have the house tore down, but it's even worse.
He has to
hire the bulldozer and pay for the tearing down of his own house that they want, not him.
He has
him.
To arrange his house's destruction.
Wow.
This is how crazy it's getting in countries across, or in cities and towns across America, and we better wake up because one of the first planks of the Communist Manifesto is
the abolition of all private property.
That is one of the things that they're using these building codes to achieve. This has nothing to do with safety.
No,
it has everything to do with control. A good case in point is we have the UN framework on tobacco control. What is that, Trish?
Oh, the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control.
Right.
And that's gone into force in 2005. That's where all your smoking bans are coming from.
Across the United States. Now,
and the world.
We just recently interviewed a couple on our broadcast, Mark. And now this has nothing to do whether you're a smoker or a non-smoker. Right. This has everything to do with your right to live in your home as you see fit. This couple lived in a condominium, and when they moved in there, there was no rule barring smoking. Well, some person who was an investor who was renting some condos out started complaining, and so the association there ruled that this couple cannot smoke in their own home, but it wasn't the cigarette smoke specifically that they went after.
The judge ruled on odor.
The judge ruled on odor. So when might we have a problem because somebody's cooking kraut or something on the stove that somebody might complain or something like that? The point of the matter is this. It is not about your health or after. If it were, why would they also be going after vitamin supplements, Mark, under the idea of Codex Alimentarius, which is another thing that we have adopted when we took on the...
Well, the hook for Codex is in NAFTA.
That's right. When we took on NAFTA, that's where the hook for Codex was involved, and most people don't even know it. In another few years in this country, unless we can reverse some of this, vitamin supplements, for all intents and purposes, will dry up in this country. But yet we're going after, we claim we're going after smoking on the issue of health. Well, then if it was really about people being in top-notch health, then why are we banning vitamin supplements? You see how the agenda goes here?
Yes. And as near as you can tell, the agenda pretty much has been proceeding apace. And as far as I know, the information that you've just brought to the table today is something that I have not seen in any mainstream media or political print publications of any kind. I haven't been made aware of anybody up on Capitol Hill that's even talking about this.
Well, that's right. And they just passed a bill fairly recently here, and I can't remember, what was the bill number on it, Trish?
Which one?
The one where they passed where basically what this bill would involve is that if let's say you go to your doctor and for some health issue, and among some of the medications you're taking, let's say in addition to some medication you're taking, you're also taking vitamin supplements, your doctor now has to report that to the federal government, to the FDA, and it's the vitamin supplement companies that are going to have to prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that they weren't at fault as opposed to the pharmaceuticals. So you see where this is going. They're going to legislate pharmaceuticals out of existence.
You mean supplements out of existence?
Or supplements out of existence by crowding them and fining them so much that they can't afford to stay in business.
So essentially what we're dealing with then is a situation where on a global scale we're talking about information management, we're talking about resource management, we're talking about the total monopoly of information and resources, and essentially, if you want to put it this way, through legislative fiat at the global level, emphasizing at the global level, you will see the people being, as it were, put out of business who are not a part of this cartel.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Control.
Yeah, unless you're part of the cartel, unless you're a pharmaceutical company or... I mean, and you can look back through history and see how some of this has been done. I mean, we've had people, you know, I'm thinking of Rife, you know, the Rife technology, you know, where Royal Raymond Rife came up with the idea that if you could take a situation such as cancer and figure out what frequency it is, that you could fight it using resonant frequencies and, you know, resonant RF frequencies. And you could fight cancer using resonant frequencies. Well, he was made an absolute embarrassment, you know, by the establishment. And we've had others throughout history that have done the same thing. And it, even people who've come up with alternative energies to combat the situation that we're having now with the...
Oh, but you can peddle all the Zoloft you want.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's... But see, even in the issue of alternative energies, when it comes to replacing oil, you know, if you come out with some sort of a real super efficient energy source that allows you not to have to be dependent on the powers that be, they'll be after you like stink on manure, and they'll either shut you down or they'll kill you. One of the two, if they can't shut you down.
What are we to make of this in terms of conventional political participation? Translating that into more common American English, do you folks continue to vote? And if you do, what would you recommend to the average voter out there who is listening to this show, who is thinking to himself or herself that the so-called two-party system is totally bought and paid for, that corporate and globalist interests obviously control both of the major political parties? Is there an alternative out there that is worth a ballot being cast in 2008, or is non-participation in this process the better alternative?
I don't know what the good alternative is. I'll tell you, I haven't voted for a while.
No, we have neither one of us have because of the we've seen the rigging of voting, and it's even worse now with the electronic voting machines. But one of the other problems that I see, Mark, is even in groups like the Constitution Party and the Libertarian Party,
they've got seeing people.
There's very few people that have a real grasp on how they're going to have to take on some of these issues, and it's going to even require more than just getting back to the Constitution because...
And they need to get out of organizations like the Council for National Policy.
Well, sure they do. And there's some even in these groups
that
are involved
right.
in some of these same organizations. And, you know, I mean, like, for example, one thing that needs to be addressed in the Constitution is the whole idea of treaties, any treaties that we enter into superseding the Constitution.
Superseding, yeah, they become the law of the land. And some will argue with you to that point, on that point to the hilt, but... It's obviously happening. Look at all these treaties we've got going.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And see, this is the problem, Mark. We have it's going to involve more than just getting back to the Constitution. See, one of the things that we have to get back to in this country is that, first of all, we have to get back to the very thing that separates us from every other nation of the world. The whole premise behind who we are here in the United States is that our rights come from God, that they do not come from the state. This is the problem that people have to understand when they're reading these UN treaties, you know, human rights treaties and stuff like that. It all sounds real good if you don't know what you're reading. But it all hinges on what the UN sees fit and what members of the UN see fit, as opposed to God-given rights. So
the rights change at any given moment.
Right. And see, when man becomes in charge of your rights, man can decide what comes and goes. And as we all know, as we see what's going on in our world today, anything that man does changes on a whim. It's not stable, by and large. So, you know, at least when we say that our rights come from the Almighty Lord and Savior, you know, I mean, he's forever the same, and he will never change. That's grounded in stone, where once you get into man dishing out your rights, he can decide your rights are different at a moment's notice. And this is why we have so many statutes on the books, for example, Mark.
Yes. And it seems to me, as I look at this whole business, that once again, it's fascinating to me that you folks have basically chosen at this juncture non-participation is the only route to go because, at least as of right now, you know, one can certainly make the argument that the Constitution and Libertarian parties either have an incomplete understanding of some of the kinds of things that you're talking about here, or in terms of their own county and state and national organizations, have yet to show that they are a real viable national political alternative. I mean, we're talking what? In the case of the Constitution Party, I think their top vote total was in 1996 when Howard Phillips got, I believe, 0.8% of the national vote. I don't have the Libertarian figures in front of me. But clearly, at least up to now, these have been situations where, by and large, both of those parties have been a blip on a radar screen.
Well, I would hardly call what we're doing non-participating. I mean, unless you're strictly going by
the
poll.
Well, we're not participating in voting, but I mean, right.
We are participating.
Well, yeah,
no question. No question.
Right. But see, here's the thing, Mark. I'll give you a good case in point of why we don't feel very excited about the alternatives. Trish and I attended a couple of years ago a meeting of the Constitution Party here in the state of Missouri, up in Jefferson City. And there was the candidates up there that were making the statement for what they wanted to do if they could get into state office. And Trish popped up right in the middle of it, and she asked him, she said, now, if you get into office and you plan on doing these things, are you going to accept grants from the federal government in the process of doing this? And they said, well, yeah, but we're very careful about the grants that we would accept. And Trish and I just said, okay, then you may as well forget it right
there.
Hang it up, because once you do, they got you under their thumb. And a good case in point, what we can't seem to get across, Mark, to our local, like even our local town here where we live now.
Oh, my.
They're wanting to take all kinds of handouts from FEMA.
Disaster mitigation. That's how you adopt
disaster mitigation money. And under if you take disaster mitigation money from FEMA, you have to adopt all these international codes.
International property maintenance code and all those.
And
yes.
you can't, you can't get it through to these people that if you take from that hand, you're going to have to abide by what that hand wants. And I see all these people repeatedly, sheriffs, various county officials, that'll get in there and they'll say, yeah, I'll take grants, but I'll be very careful. And I'm saying, and you know this, Mark, being a pastor, when has Satan ever told the truth?
Yes.
So
pretty compelling theological and biblical question.
That's right. So, we have to ask the question of this stuff. When have these people ever told the truth? Never in recent memory. In fact, I'm so jaded when it comes to the way things are going in this country now, Mark, that if a government official comes and tells me it's raining, I'm going to go outside and first check to make sure it isn't a bird.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's about where it sits. And,
you got it.
Well, and the other thing, which, again, I hesitate to mention this on the air because I have not had the opportunity to ask the individuals in question what their understanding is of the Council for National Policy or why they're directly involved in it. But it is posted on the net in one listing of the membership of this organization that the founder of the Constitution Party is a member of the CNP.
Yes.
So that's something that maybe we can discuss just briefly in the final minutes as well.
It's very problematic.
Yes. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. To repeat a story again that has definite applicability to all of you in the Austin, Texas area, News 8 Austin is telling us that Congress Avenue is closed until noon. Congress Avenue from Cesar Chavez to 11th Street in Austin, Texas, as well as one block on either side of Congress, are closed until noon. Authorities are trying to figure out how several dozen dead birds were found along Congress between 6th and 8th Streets overnight. Crews did check for any gas leaks or other chemicals earlier, but nothing was found. The Austin Fire Department suggests that if you work in the affected area, you wait until they give them the all clear before going in. All Congress Avenue Capital Metro routes are being detoured to San Jacinto and Brazos. Again, that's in Austin, Texas, our capital, and that's Congress Avenue from Cesar Chavez to 11th, as well as one block on either side of Congress, are closed until noon. If you have any further questions about that, consult News 8 in Austin by turning that channel on, your television network, or checking out News8Austin.com, News8Austin.com for the latest information on that particular situation. And now back with Sam and Trish Britton of the Information Corner. We have just a few minutes to go. And, of course, I wanted to mention again that your site is www.theinformationcorner.com. In short, in these final minutes, where do you guys think you're going to be taking this Information Corner in the next year? What are your priorities?
Well, I got a feeling we're going to be handling a lot more property rights issues as we see that unfold, because that's one that's very near and dear to my heart amongst all this stuff that we're fighting, because this hits us right at the heart of where we live. The issue of hate crimes is going to be on the front burner, because if they can shut down our freedom of speech using the hate crimes as an excuse, if they shut that down between not having any private property and no freedom of speech, we're pretty much done. And then the next thing is a box that we don't want to go for if we can help it. But it looks like that we would be going there as a last resort, and I don't want to see that happen. So we're going to be covering a lot of this in the continuing agenda of trying to keep people up to speed on the treaties and just trying to point out deception, Mark, wherever we see that it's rearing its ugly head.
Yes, and it seems to me that we're not simply dealing with the issue of deception when it comes to those information organs that are obviously compromised and that have been publicly and perceivably compromised for many years, but it seems that from listening to some of the things that you've been saying in the last couple of hours, that there is a particular need for vigilance when it comes to opinions coming from circles within the establishment American Christian right and the establishment American conservative movement that potentially, wittingly or unwittingly, have been co-opted by globalist elements.
There
are wolves in the tent, and the one thing I might add, too, is that we have to be careful, even in the alternative movement, alternative media movement, too, that we don't get co-opted by some of this deception and start putting it forth, too.
Yeah.
Because, see, I see some of that happening in some cases, so we got to be very, very careful. This population control agenda, I see the illegal immigration issue as a means by pushing that agenda.
Yes.
We have to be very, very careful about not allowing that to evolve into the population control issue.
Sam and Trish Britton of the Information Corner, thank you for joining Mark Dankos America today, coming live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. See you tomorrow at 7 a.m. God bless.
Friends of freedom and liberty, our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many T-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.